Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and our conversation with John Mozeliak. It's Mondays with Mo. We've done this all season long. And here it is, six games to go. It's presented by Hair Saloon for Men, Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, Schnucks, and Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. Hair Saloon for Men was founded in 1997 right here in St. Louis. I go there. I take both of my boys there. You receive the perfect haircut. Hair Saloon keeps client notes on each customer on each visit, so you can be assured they know what you want in the privacy of your own cutting station. On-the-house services include, with your haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. Also, for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage or neck shave. Think Hair Saloon for Men. It's pretty simple. The Cardinals are two back in Milwaukee. The Brewers in town tonight, and the Cardinals have a game and a half lead in front of Colorado for the final wild card spot. It was win number 87 yesterday. Miles Michael is sensational for Mike Shildt's club.
It was pretty typical Miles, really. You know, you saw it from the first, in control of all his pitches, you know, ahead and count when he's doing that, both sides of the plate. You know, it's a going to be a good day for us.
We'll see if that pitching carries over. Jack Flaherty going in game one tonight for St. Louis. Hot Shots has been a proud home of sports fans in St. Louis for over 28 years. 11 area locations. You're always close to a Hot Shots no matter where you are. Swing by for great food, cold drinks, all the games all the time. Get more info. Find a Hot Shots near you at hotshotsnet.com. Everybody's watching the game tonight. Find a Hot Shots near you. Enjoy all their Cardinals specials. Coming up, we'll talk about the week that was for the Cardinals. Memphis winning a Triple-A championship. Adam Wainwright, what made them believe that he'd be this good? How about Colton Wong? Is he in the starting lineup tonight? Jack Flaherty going this evening. And Matt Carpenter. All that'll be covered. It's coming up Mondays with Mo with John Mozeliak.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
It's our weekly chat with John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations of the St. Louis Cardinals. Mo, what is this week like for you? I know for the fans, it's excitement. For us in the media, excitement. Six games to go. What's it like for John Mozeliak?
Well, it's exciting. You know, obviously, when you sit in this seat, there's a lot that goes into planning a season and then watching the season play out. But to be where we are, where at the very least we control our own destiny to get into the postseason, is exciting, and it feels good. And you think back to all that has transpired over this year, it's obviously very rewarding to be in this position, but clearly you want to get it to that finish line.
We like to look back at the week that was. Memphis wins the AAA National Championship. Just your thoughts on Memphis and the job by Stubby and his staff.
Well, I think it's a great compliment not only to Stubby and the staff, but Kerry LaRocque and his staff, because there's a lot that goes into this, and obviously a lot of people are making a big deal about all the transactions and moves that have happened between St. Louis, Memphis, and Springfield. But, you know, a lot of that had to happen due to injuries, due to circumstance. And you know, clearly Memphis, when that team broke after spring training, was just a very talented and loaded club. And, you know, they hit the ground running. You know, clearly they dominated the league they were in, and even after we took a lot of their players, they still had such a lead, they were able to really finish what they started. And you know, you have to admire all that. And Stubby and his group obviously kept that team on track. And, you know, I think it's an amazing story to be there 2 years in a row, but more importantly, to actually win it this year is exciting.
I don't want to put the cart before the horse, but do you anticipate getting a lot of calls about Stubby Clapp and joining a major league team as a coach or as a manager? And then a big picture, how do you handle those situations?
Well, I think, you know, obviously churn is healthy when you have stability, you like that too. But, you know, clearly when people are having success, you're not going to stand in anyone's way to get to the major leagues if that's what's being offered. So I think this will be more time will tell. But, you know, certainly want to get through this week of baseball. Hopefully we're busy next week, and I can keep pushing this off for a little bit.
Absolutely.
Or we actually just drill on it.
Giovanni Gallegos made his debut for the Cardinals yesterday. And, Mo, we saw a real-life fastball. Pretty good stuff. Is this a guy in the final week that could help you in terms of even in pressure spots, if need be, that you could turn to Gallegos?
Well, I definitely think he's someone that you can give the ball to. And yesterday was great that he was able to get in a game. More importantly, let our Major League staff actually lay eyes on him because it's someone that they're not familiar with. And you know, clearly he was pretty ramped up yesterday. But, you know, ultimately it was a successful inning and I think no one questions the fastball. Now it's going to be, can he harness that with being able to throw strikes and be consistent? And if he does, then, yeah, I do think he's a resource that over the next 6 days you may see him appear once or twice.
One of the great stories of this run for the Cardinals here recently has been Adam Wainwright. I thought he saved the season maybe on that Sunday night against the Dodgers and then had another great start over the weekend. There was so much skepticism, I think, from the media and the fans of what they were going to see with Wainwright. But to your credit and Mike Schilt and the coaching staff, everybody believed that Waino was going to be Waino. What made you believe that as you watched him get those two starts and what he's been able to do with him?
Well, I think the easiest way to answer this is when you think back to his rehab assignment. You know, a lot of times guys go down there, they get kicked around a little bit, but they tell the trainers they feel good. Then they come back, and sometimes they do well, sometimes they don't. But in Waino's case, is he approached it like, I needed to have success. I needed to perform. And he did. And so when you're approaching it that way and not just I'm getting work in, it's much more easier to measure and make a decision. So our confidence of bringing him back was perhaps higher than people that weren't looking at it the way we were. And, you know, certainly he hasn't disappointed. He's a guy that even without his best stuff can still win you a big game. He's one of the more competitive, strategic pitchers I've ever been around. And, you know, he wants to be a part of this, and he's obviously made the most of it.
A lot of fans will ask me about the workload for young players, in particular pitchers. So I'll ask you, how concerned are you with the workload of some of the pitchers, the young guys that have not been this deep into a season before going forward? Does it concern you at all?
I wouldn't say concern. It's obviously something that we have to pay attention to. You know, when you look at guys being used out of the bullpen versus the rotation, I do feel like the managing their ups, downs, managing when they come into games is something that Schulte and Mad Dog are very conscious of. Obviously, probably the one guy that stands out where you're starting to see the volume creep up is Jack Flaherty. And so, you know, this is definitely something that we've talked about. We were trying to manage as best we can, but we're also at that point now where every game matters. So it's hard to take your foot off the gas if you're really trying to get there.
Is it a fair comparison? I've done it. I don't know if it's fair, but when I watch Jack Flaherty, I see Chris Carpenter. Do you see that as well?
Well, I've been quoted of saying that, so yes. I do think he's someone that, you know, obviously takes his start seriously. I like how he prepares. I think Chris has been an influence on him. I know that they have a relationship. I know that Jack likes to learn and listen. And, you know, I think the competitive fire that Jack displays is something you saw a lot in Carp. Now, obviously, you know, he's young. He's just starting out in the big leagues. And but his presence is real, and I think it's impressive.
It started in Waino's garden, spread to my kitchen, caught fire with the team, and now imagine the whole city eating my salsa.
Introducing Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa, available only at Schnucks and in stores now.
Dan, people always ask me, Matt, you're hitting the most home runs of your career. You could be the MVP, and the Cardinals are on fire. Is it really because of the salsa? And I tell them, yes.
So swing by Schnucks and pick up Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa. Go to Schnucks and go loco, folks, with Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa. It also has been impressive to watch Yadier Molina. Mike Schilt telling me the other day he's probably 80-85%, and we see it. It's very tough for him to run, but yet he makes a difference, Mo, on the field. Are you ever surprised with something that he does, like yesterday, starting from second to third, and by doing that, puts the third baseman out of position on a ground ball that would have been a double play, and it turns into a big inning? Does anything anymore ever surprise you with Yadi?
Not really. I've been fortunate in my career to watch him from day one, and he's just one of those guys that when you think about preparation, he leaves nothing for chance. And so to watch how much he gets beat up and realize how hard of a job he has, but yet he shows up every day, is quite amazing. And, you know, we're fortunate. We're so lucky that we have him. And, you know, when I think back to early days with him and realizing what an elite talent he was, it's just incredible that he's still doing it, and the longevity he's been able to do it for is amazing.
I see Piscotty, Pham, Voit, Grichuk all finishing up fairly strong, and it's not in a Cardinal uniform, but you're to get credit for this, and Gary and so many of the people that you mentioned before. It kind of shows the depth right now of the Cardinal system. Would you agree with that?
It does, but it also shows you why we had to shake things up, because we were trying to create opportunity for others, and obviously we've been able to do that. But, you know, more importantly, it's nice that those guys are going out and performing and doing well, but where we were, it wasn't working, and so change was needed. And, you know, now we're back in a position that it may end up looking very smart, and hopefully we're able to accomplish that.
What do you think, Mo, are the keys to the series in particular with Milwaukee as we start tonight with the first of three?
Well, it might be a little cliche, but it's just, you know, stay within yourself. Everything that Mike and his staff have been doing to date has been, you know, very successful, and don't put too much pressure on yourself. Don't make it seem like you're going to, if you win tonight, you win everything, because that's not the case. So you need to just take it day by day. And I think when you approach it day by day, success happens much more easy.
You can understand fans are on the edge of their seat. What is it like for John Mozeliak as a guy that doesn't get too high, too low ever? I've seen it. You just don't. I've seen you before World Series games and you're joking around. What is it like for you when you watch these next six for the St. Louis Cardinals?
Well, I hope it's fun. I mean, you want it to be where you're playing well, where things are going right, but, you know, it's an up and down business. And so, you know, if you can find sort of that steady state of not too high, not too low, you usually put yourself in a pretty good position. And for me, on a personal level, you know, I'm excited to be able to be where we are. Again, like what I said earlier about when you control your own fate, it's much better. When you're having to have two or three teams in front of you lose to get yourself in, that's a different feeling. And so now it's just, if we could take care of business each day, probably put ourselves in a pretty good spot.
I know fans are curious about Colton Wong. Final question concerning this. How are the legs, and would you anticipate him making a start tonight or being able to play throughout the week?
I don't think he's in the lineup tonight, but I would anticipate him back in the lineup at some point this week. A lot of this has become sort of a medical point of, if we push, do we lose him for the rest of the year if it doesn't work? And so it's a little bit of trying to be cautious. And you know, candidly, Munoz is swinging the bat. You know he's going to show up. Yesterday was not his best defensive day, but he is still someone that I think can fill in quite admirably. And hopefully, you know, he can step up and continue to do what he's done for us.
And do you see Carpenter after the game yesterday maybe getting on one of those tears in the final week? He seemed to be so close, then finally got that home run.
Well, he definitely hit the ball hard yesterday, and that's great to see. You know, in terms of him getting back to that torrid pace he was on in July, I'd love to see it. But, you know, I think the fact is that he definitely swung the bat better the last couple days, and then hopefully he'll be someone who can contribute to our offense in a big way.
Mo, thank you so much. Good luck this week. It's going to be fun.
All right. Thanks, Dan.